consider these things. He reigned divine in unapproachable light and incomparable glory. That's how he was. And he created all things and kept them going by his powerful word. And he was endlessly worshipped and adored by myriad upon myriad of angels. And yet he overflowed in restless love and created humans in his image that he might love on them. And he created a paradise, a garden, and he met them in the cool of the day to be with them and to bless them. And he gave them free will so that they might love him back in freedom. And he did not turn away when they turned away, but he moved towards them in love. He's the God who is always advancing towards us in love. And he covered their nakedness and their shame. And when he excluded them from the garden, he didn't stay in the garden, but he accompanied them out. And he chased them all the way through the corridors of history. And he reveals himself in creation and conscience and in words and in wonders. And he chose his servant Israel to reveal his glory to the world, and he graced us with sacrifice and law so we could understand him and so we could stand before him. And he prophesied and prepared and planned his particular coming to us. He is amazing. He's amazing. And he wed himself to human flesh in virgin womb, and he took upon himself our very nature that he might give his very nature to us, and he dwelt among us as one of us and drank the earthly cup to its lees. And at the age of 30, he left obscurity and began his public ministry. And he spoke like no one else, and he lived like no one else ever lived. And people who heard him were amazed, and some were afraid, and a few were angry. And he called people to leave everything and follow him. And he said he was bringing the kingdom of God. And he showed us that he was the king of the kingdom. And he showed us the nature of the kingdom, that it was a kind kingdom. And he showed us that his was a powerful kingdom, and lives were transformed. And he gave us the keys of the kingdom. And he forgave the sins of the adulterous woman and the cripple who got up and walked. And he tenderly touched the leper, and he healed their skin, and he removed their ignominy and shame. And he bent double with compassion when he was moved, seeing the sickness and suffering of others. And he raised the dead boy and gave him back to his mother, and he raised the dead girl and gave her back to her father, and he raised his dead friend and gave him back to his sisters. And he opened the eyes of the blind, and he opened the ears of the deaf, and he opened the prisons of the tormented, and he opened the minds of the questioning, and he opened the way for us to God. That's amazing. Have you ever heard of anything else like that? And he fed 5,000 hungry pilgrims with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he commanded the winds and the waves to obey him, and they did. And he ordered the shadows to depart from troubled souls, and they did. And he taught us how to pray to the Father. And he called his disciples his friends. And he had a special heart for those who were on the margins. And he was homeless and had nowhere to lay his head. And he was transfigured before us and showed us his glory. And he wept at the tomb of his friend. And he made friends with tax collectors and sinners and prostitutes and even those who'd betray him. And he loved the rich young ruler who loved his money more than God. And he turned over the tables in the temple and stood in the way of those who would profit and stand in the way of others coming to God. And he prayed for us to be protected from the devil and to be loved and to know and share the love of God. And he gave us bread and wine to join with him and one another. He is amazing. And he intimidated the authorities, and he provoked his enemies, and wicked men and evil spirits conspired to kill him. And he faced down the fear and he embraced his destiny for us. He is amazing. And he welcomed the betrayer with a kiss and still called him friend. And scheming men sat in judgment on him, and they condemned him, as we've just read, and they spat at him, and they beat him, and they nailed him, and they killed him. And he did it all willingly, of his own free volition, because he loved us and because there was no other way for us to come to God. And he who knew no sin became sin for us, and God laid on him the iniquity of us all. And he enters God-forsakenness for our sake. And by his stripes we're healed. And he drenched the earth with his blood. Most leaders and warriors drench the world with other people's blood. And he washed us whiter than snow. And his executors said, truly, this man was the Son of God. And they laid him in a cold tomb, and he descended to the depths, and he set the captives free, and he shattered the bonds of death and hell. And he had the last word, and he pushed away the stone, and he canceled the debt of sin. And he satisfies the justice of God, and he redeemed us from death and hell, and he reconciles us to the Father, and he disarms the demonic, and he brings us home out of exile, and he makes us citizens of heaven. And he is amazing. And he ascended to heaven, and he sits at the Father's right hand. And there he prays every day and all night for us. And he asks nothing from us but our faith and our love. And he sends us out to tell others about him. And he's coming back to be with us and to take us to be with him. And he will judge the living and the dead. And he will wipe away all tears. And he will heal all the wounded years. And he will drive away all our fears. He is amazing. Meanwhile, he's still healing and still saving and still reconciling and still delivering and still transforming and still here with us by his Spirit and still the God who is for us. And today, 2 billion follow him, and hundreds of millions are persecuted for faith in him. And one day, when he returns, he will fill the whole earth with his glory. And he is called Jesus, which means God saves us, and he does. And he is the Lord, which means he rules over us with his tender love. And he is Emmanuel, the God who is here for us.